The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Welcome to this week's Soap Opera Digest. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Pete Peek, reading today from the May 19th issue of Soap Opera Digest to keep you up to date on all of your favorite characters and soap opera news. In our first story today, the Tune and Alert, your handy guide to soaps for the week of May 19th. From Beyond the Gates, on Monday, May the 19th, Derek and Ashley reach a breaking point. Danny finally defines the line between sex and something more, and Doug scrambles to cover his lies before they destroy everything. And Leslie proves she's not going down without a fight. Anita opens the door to her past on Tuesday, May the 20th. Ashley's heartbreak threatens to undo her, and Ava leans into the one person who believes her. On Wednesday, May the 21st, the Duprees navigate heartbreak and hard truths as Ava makes a fateful choice about her mother. Ashley and Derek confront what's left of their love, and Chelsea opens up about who she is, even if it hurts. Ava pushes back against her mother's delusions on Thursday, May the 22nd. Anita and Tracy unpack old wounds, and Nicole, Ted, and Kat confront a chilling possibility. What if Leslie's lies are just the beginning? And on Friday, May the 23rd, Anita and Tracy finally confront the betrayal that tore them apart. Ted corners Leslie with devastating accusations. Doug begins to connect with dots about Joey's friendship with his wife, and Martin's lack of communications frustrates Smitty. From The Bold and Beautiful, on Monday, May the 19th, Daphne sees an opening to get to Carter's heart, and realizing how fleeting time is, Steffi and Hope make amends. Hope reveals important news to Carter on Tuesday, May the 20th, and Ridge is confused by Steffi's sudden turnaround regarding Hope. On Wednesday, May the 21st, Liam receives disappointing news from Grace. It's a beautiful reunion for one couple that was on the outs, and Will, Electra, and Zenda attempt to convince Daphne on a new line. Brooke and Taylor get into it about the fashion show at Ridge on Thursday, May the 22nd, and Katie gives Ridge solid advice about his love life. On Friday, May the 23rd, an unexpected event snaps Brooke out of her pity party, and a couple rejoices at their reunion. From The Days of Our Lives, Maggie wants an answer from Xander on Monday, May the 19th, and Stephanie requests Alex to put a hold on things. On Tuesday, May the 20th, Ari Horton returns to town, and Sean talks with Belle about what's going on with him. Sarah puts Xander on the spot on Wednesday, May the 21st, and Chanel and Johnny get a surprise from Paulina. On Thursday, May the 22nd, Ari gets to celebrate her birthday with Gabby and Marlena, while Steve and Sean reach out to someone else for help. Sierra is there for Hope as they have to let go of Bo on Friday, May the 23rd, and Julie prays that there's a miracle. On General Hospital, on Monday, May the 19th, Nina loses her cool. Carly confides in Jocelyn, Lulu and Cody get their new intel, and Sasha has reasons to panic, and Curtis confronts Drew. The Who's Who of Port Charles arrives on the Nurses' Ball red carpet on Tuesday, May the 20th. Lucy feels a crisis. Anna gets an idea. Portia receives an offer of friendship. And Alexis gets an unpleasant surprise. On Wednesday, May the 21st, the Nurses' Ball performances begin. Christina is stunned. Lulu watches Lois's every move. Anna executes her plan, and Jocelyn has some choice words for Willow. The Nurses' Ball continues, and secrets explode on Thursday, May the 22nd. Drew is confident Ned and Olivia issue a warning, and Curtis makes a decision on Carly meets Vaughn. On Friday, May the 23rd, their Nurses' Ball performances conclude, and lives are forever altered. Jason gets a mysterious phone call, Mac is relieved, and Trina is worried, and Carly receives an offer. And from The Young and Restless, on Monday, May the 19th, Billy grills Amanda for intel. Phyllis calls in a favor. Damien and Lily discuss their truest issues. Victor is skeptical of Claire's proposal on Tuesday, May the 20th. Victor makes a decision about her relationship with Cole, and Holden quizzes Kyle about his past with Audra. On Wednesday, May the 21st, Victor surprises Nikki with a romantic evening. Michael distracts Lauren from their problems, and Jack helps Diane find her place with the Abbotts. Abby is bothered guard by Amanda's return on Thursday, May the 22nd. Audra is forced to defend her actions, and Damien accepts an intriguing offer. And on Friday, May the 23rd, Victor gives Michael a dire warning. Lauren worries about her marriage, and Diane worries about Kyle's decision-making. In our next story today, the tune-in alert, General Hospital spoilers, You'll Never Believe Who Crashes the Ball by Diane Brunstein. A good cause, the action in this General Hospital spoilers preview for the week of May the 19th opens with Nina and Drew hosting live red carpet coverage. Welcome to the 2025 Nurses Ball, announces Drew. It's that time of year again when the residents of Port Charles put on their designer best and watch their friends and coworkers entertain them with songs and dance. Yet, along with the entertainment on stage, viewers can expect a heavy dose of drama as stories that have been building over the past few weeks and months come to a boil. As a woman says, it's showtime. The scene shows Nina and Carly physically attacking each other in such an intense fashion that the two women end up toppling over a couch. The two had been working together and enjoying a bit of a lull in their usual stormy relationship. So what causes all hell to bust loose this time? Secrets explode. At the Nurses Ball, the crowd starts clapping as Gio stands on stage, speaking from his heart to the audience gathered. I just want to do something I've never done before, he says while smiling. It appears something goes very wrong because Lois, who is standing in the wings, looks positively terrified by what she sees unfolding in front of her. Reaction shots of the audience flash by, including Jordan sitting with Jen Sidwell. Ned is on the edge because of what he is hearing, and Willow and Drew may be clapping, but their expressions betray concern. The camera then catches a strange look on Sonny's face as the voiceover says, You'll never believe who crashes the ball. Let us know what you think in the comments section. In our next story today, the tune-in alert, Beyond the Gate spoilers, Bad is Definitely Better by Diane Brunstein. Dangerous Flirtation, the action in the Beyond the Gate spoilers preview for the week of May the 19th, opens with a meeting between Vanessa and Joey at Ofri Jean's. Vanessa coyly says to the casino owner, What can I say? When I'm good, I'm great. Joey takes advantage of the setup line and asks, And when you're bad, you're better? Feeling flirty, Vanessa smiles and says, You tell me. Unfortunately for the unhappy wife, her husband walks in at that moment and takes note of her with a man to whom he owes a small fortune. Still not seeing Doug, Joey tells Vanessa, Bad is definitely better, except in this case, bad could end up causing a lot of trouble for Doug and Vanessa's marriage. A prickly reunion? At the Dupree home, Anita entertains Tracy, a former member of their music group, and don't you remember the first rule of being an articulate? Asks Anita as Vernon pours a cup of coffee. Anita leans in to tell her, You don't flirt with your sister's man. Always the gentleman. Vernon interjects, Do I have any say in this? He asks the two women. In unison, they turn to face him and say, No. Trouble in Paradise. As Ashley's home, which she shares with Derek, she is seen giving a hug to another man. Thanks, Andre, she tells him. You're a good friend, she adds, while it seems Derek is listening at the door. He has been jealous of Andre in the past, and he and Ashley haven't been connecting as well as they were when they weren't living together. Will he walk in and interrupt something? Surprise, surprise. Elsewhere, Leslie opens the door to find Ted on the other side of it. Teddy Boo, what took you so long? She asks him before flashing him a wicked smile. See it all for yourself. Let us know what you think in the comments section. And our next story today, the tune-in alert, The Young and Restless, Hard Truths, Denial, and Romantic Gestures by Diane Brunstein. Equal Partners, the action in this Young and Restless spoilers preview for the week of May the 19th begins with Claire and Kyle having a difficult conversation while dining at Society. You admitted to me before that you could plan to trap Audra, she tells him as he nods. The more I think about your plan, the more I don't like it, Claire informs him. Kyle is convinced he knows what he's doing when it comes to playing his ex-girlfriend, but will he be able to convince his current paramour of this? Getting down to business, tensions run high when Amanda and Abby run into each other while they're out and about in Genoa City. Amanda tries to keep it professional, though, of course, it must be hard for her to look at Abby and not picture that moment she walked in on Abby and Devin post-lovemaking when Amanda and Devin were still a couple. But you guys can just relax, Amanda tells her former rival. Dumas, he's trying to protect winners. He's not trying to take it away. Abby is still suspicious and asks, what's in it for him? A special occasion. The love between Nikki and Victor runs deep and has for decades, so it's not a surprise that he would do everything he can to celebrate her big day. This is a wonderful beginning to my birthday, Nikki beams to her adoring husband. And you know, it's only just the beginning, he tells her. The hopeless romantic in him is not one to do things halfway either. There's more? She asks as a hint of surprise in her voice. He nods as he says, so what else does Victor have in store for his beloved wife? Let us know what you think in the comments section. In our next story today, the tune-in alert from Days of Our Lives, They Are Giving Beau His Last Rites by Diane Brunstein. Life and Death Struggles, the action in this Days of Our Lives spoilers preview for the week of May the 19th opens with Xander badly beating up his half-brother Philip. Xander is watching Philip as he tries to crawl away on the floor, barely able to move or help himself. Nothing you say can save you, Xander says coldly as he walks toward him and kicks Philip even harder. A bloody Philip struggles simply to survive. Will rock Salem to its core. The scene changes to an emotional Sierra as she holds her father's hand. Beau is fading away fast. They're giving Beau his last rites, an unseen woman full of anguish can be heard saying. Hope enters the room and grabs the hand of the man she's loved most of her life. As a voiceover says, a new hope finally arrives. Happy anniversary, Brady. 40 years. There's even a brief flash to that memorable wedding. Back in the present, Hope rests her head against his chest. But will it be enough? The voiceover asks, what will it take? A fight breaks out briefly with one person wearing what looks like a hazmat suit in a lab before it quickly cuts to Marlena and Kayla's office. John and I have the rest of our lives together, she muses, before the action cuts back to the brawl, where a fire has broken out in the lab. Those in hazmat suits are also wearing protective gas masks. To save a life, Kayla has to break the news to Marlena. There was an explosion, she tells her longtime friend. Back at the lab, people are fleeing as, where's John? Can be heard among those crying out. Sean and Steve are there, worried about the others. At Kayla's office, an emotional Marlena asks, and John? Kayla looks solemn as she delivers the news to a shocked Marlena. He's been hurt pretty badly. See it for yourself. Let us know what you think in the comments section. In our next story today, The Bold and Beautiful Scott Clifton, Chats with Michael Fairman by Jenna DeLauro. Fans of Bold and Beautiful have been closely following the shocking story twist in which longtime player Liam Spencer was diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor and facing the possibility of death. Actor Scott Clifton, who portrays the character since 2010, will chat live with Michael Fairman on his YouTube channel on Friday, May the 16th, about the surprising storyline of Liam's pending fate and more. A twist of fate, Liam has been the picture of health until he unexpectedly collapsed inside his father Bill's home after the pair had a huge argument. Mustering the strength to get up, he made his way outside and fell to the ground, where he was found bleeding from his head by Steffi. Devastated, she called for an ambulance and he was rushed to the hospital. Emergency surgery was performed and it briefly appeared as though Liam would recover. However, when additional x-rays were ordered by Dr. Buckingham, a mass was discovered on his brain and his once hopeful prognosis turned dire. His condition was terminal. After Finn shared the tragic diagnosis with Steffi, Liam's ex and the mother of his daughter Kelly, she gently broke the news to him. Shocked and initially unable to believe it was true, Liam was determined to keep the information from his loved ones. Steffi, however, revealed Liam's fate to Hope, believing she had the right to know as the mother of his youngest daughter, Beth. Meanwhile, Liam has tried to cope with the horrific situation and come to terms with the fact that his two little girls could end up fatherless. Clifton, a three-time Daytime Emmy winner for his portrayal of Liam, has tackled the intense plot with his usual perseverance, raw emotion, and grit. The actor began a soap career on General Hospital in 2003, playing Dylan Quartermain, where he worked alongside Daytime powerhouse Jane Elliott, who portrays Dylan's mother. He went on to join One Life to Live as Shuler Joplin from 2009 to 2010, and after exiting Liamview, Clifton snapped up a B&B to play Bill Spencer's longtime son, Liam. You can watch Clifton share his thoughts about Liam's current plight and how he is approaching this challenging storyline by tuning in to his appearance on his YouTube channel with Michael Fairman. Viewers will be able to submit questions and comments for the actor. Let us know what you think. In our next story today, the latest, General Hospital star Steve Burton is married, by Michelle Parkerton and Mara Levinsky. Introducing Mr. and Mrs. Burton. Congratulations are in order for General Hospital star Steve Burton, who married his lady love, chef and recipe content creator Michelle Ledstrom, on May the 17th in a small church ceremony followed by a reception on the oceanfront at Montang Laguna Beach. They confirmed exclusively to People. Great adventures. Fans of the Netflix cooking competition show Barbecue Showdown may remember Ledstrom from her time on the show's second season, which aired in 2023. The duo met virtually on social media, striking up a friendship that ultimately turned romantic. Burton first confirmed their relationship in May of 2024 on Daily Drama, his podcast with Powell and GH co-star Bradford Anderson. Not long after he shared the news that he had a new lady in his life, Burton and Ledstrom made their first public appearance together, walking the red carpet at the 2024 Daytime Emmy Awards. "Our first carpet together," Ledstrom wrote on Instagram after her official introduction to the soap world. "It was a dream of a night from beginning to end. Thank you for all the beautiful, kind comments and messages." In the months that followed, the two single parents continued to share more moments together on their social media accounts, like his birthday trip to Disneyland with her blended brood and a jaunt to the beach with Jonathan Jackson and his family and a trip to New York to visit her relatives. As their relationship progresses, Ledstrom moved to Nashville to be closer to the actor in late 2024. The Lovebirds kicked off the new year with an engagement, announcing the exciting news on Instagram. Burton revealed that he'd popped the question in a post that included a sweet image of him down on his bended knee. Quoting a Bible verse, Burton wrote, "Engaged 1:3:25, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." In March of 2025, the couple moved cross-country, relocating to California, where Burton would be closer to the GH studio and his children. He and the former wife, Cherie Gustin, are parents to daughters Makina, 21, and Brooklyn, 10, as well as son Jack, 19. "I'm walking on sunshine no matter how many boxes are left to unpack," Lutzen wrote on Instagram, sharing a carousel of photos from their new digs in Orange County. "Thank you for all the well wishes on our move to California." Wedding bliss. Burton and Lundstrom were joined by their children. In addition to Burton's three kids, Lundstrom is a mother of two daughters, Lila, 14, and Hannah, 10, on their big day. The newlyweds shared with People that in addition to their five combined offspring, Jonathan Jackson and his wife, former GH star Lisa Vutaggio, were in the wedding party. Mr. and Mrs. Burton also revealed that they shared their first dance to "I Choose You" by Forest Black. Some of Burton's GH colleagues were also in attendance at the festive reception, where guests dined by candlelight and enjoyed a vanilla sponge cake with cream and berries for dessert. The happy couple is now enjoying a romantic honeymoon in Hawaii. In our next story today, the latest new details emerge about Jack Wagner's return to The Bold and Beautiful as Nick by Chris Eads. As fans wait for Jack Wagner to return to The Bold and Beautiful as Nick Marone, beginning with the June 13th episode, the soap is keeping pretty quiet regarding the details surrounding his comeback. But co-star Katherine Kelly Lang, who plays Brooke, has already teased how Nick's appearance will impact Brooke's attempts to rekindle things with Thorsten Kays Ridge, and now it has been revealed that the three actors will be joining John McCook, who plays Eric, to shoot scenes on location in Naples and Capri, Italy. Oh, brother! The Bold and Beautiful will be shooting in these gorgeous European locations from May 28th through the 31st, and the resulting footage will be seen over multiple episodes that are slated to air during July. Viewers in Italy, where it is broadcast as Simply Beautiful, won't actually see these shows until 2026, though they will have the opportunity to meet the cast at a special event at the Castle Nuovo in Naples on May the 31st. Given its tremendous popularity overseas, The Bold and Beautiful has filmed on location in a wide variety of countries, including the United Arab Emirates, Australia, France, Monaco, and the Netherlands. The soap has previously visited Italy five times, shooting in Lake Como in 1997, Venice in 1999, Portofino in 2002, Puglia in 2012, and most recently Rome in 2023. During his original 2003 to 2012 run on The Bold and Beautiful, Wagner did occasionally tape episodes on location, but only in California. This will be the actor's first time going overseas to Italy with the soap and some of his castmates. Wagner recently returned to The Bold and Beautiful in 2022 for the soap's 35th anniversary, reprising the role of Nick for a special episode where Brooke dreamed about her past lovers. This time around, though, Nick will be back in Los Angeles and in Brooke's life, for real. And whatever drama he kicks off in June will clearly cross the ocean with them in July, when the episode shot on location in Italy will air. Let us know what you think and what you think will happen to Nick in Naples and Capri in the comments section. And in our final story today, breaking news, Beyond the Gates renewed for season number 2 by Chris Eads. All in the Family, Daphne Duplay, who plays Nicole, Clifton Davis, who plays Vernon, Tamara Tooney, who plays Anita, Carla Moseley, who plays Danny, are among the members of the Tony Dupree family. Some great news for soap fans. CBS has announced that its groundbreaking new soap, Beyond the Gates, has been renewed for the second season. The series, the first daytime drama to premiere since Passions in 1999, launched on February the 24th, 2025, and follows the lives and loves of the wealthy Dupree family and others in the gated community of Fairmont Crest. And now, not even 3 months after its debut, Behind the Gates has been picked up for another year. The drama continues. Airing on CBS following the top-rated Young and Restless and Bold and Beautiful, Behind the Gates has boosted viewership almost 50% over The Talk, which previously aired in that time slot, averaging 1.82 million viewers. The network also revealed that Behind the Gates is up 67% in multi-platform viewership, which also takes into account fans who stream the soap online at CBS.com and Paramount Plus. It also beats General Hospital by 7% among women 25 to 54 during network broadcasts. After CBS canceled Guiding Light in 2009, and As the World Turns in 2010, the daytime community was further rocked when ABC announced in 2011 that the long-running All My Children and One Life to Live would also be coming to an end. But in March of 2024, CBS revealed that they were developing a brand new soap opera centering around a wealthy black family as a joint venture of CBS Studios and the NAACP, along with Procter & Gamble Studios. Originally titled The Gates, the soap was created by Michelle Valjean, who previously wrote for Generations, Santa Barbara, General Hospital, and The Bold and Beautiful. It was picked up by CBS to debut in early 2025, and casting was announced in September and October of 2024. Production got underway on November the 1st, 2024, at Assembly Studios in Atlanta, Georgia, and a week-long Entertainment Tonight special, Beyond the Gates, Welcome to the Neighborhood, aired before the soap's premiere to offer fans a taste of what they would get to see when the soap began on February the 24th. Now, all that drama will continue throughout 2026. What do you hope the next year of the show has in store for viewers? Let us know what you think in the comments section. Thank you for joining me today for the Soap Opera Digest. I'm Pete Peek for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.